This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Tom Leppert, and we're going to be talking to a Harvard grad, businessman, and eventually turned into a politician. Tom, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you.
All right. Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I bring kind of an interesting background. I have had the opportunity and privilege to run large companies in five different industries. Three of those, the first day I was ever in the industry was leading one of the large companies, so it's a very different perspective. And then I also have had a couple of stints on the public side. I was a White House fellow and worked in the White House and Treasury years ago. And then not too many years ago, I was elected to the position of mayor of Dallas. So I led one of the largest cities in the nation.
That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about the businesses that you run right now.
I'm involved in a number of businesses right now. I chair three different businesses, all very different. Two of those are located in Silicon Valley. One is a software SaaS company focusing on the architecture and design of buildings and structures. Another one is called Vue. It is a maker of dynamic or smart glass that actually tints, that you can program and has sensors in it to reduce energy use, to reduce the demand on the mechanical packages, and really to improve the environment. And then the third company that I chair is Austin Industries, and it is a large commercial builder and horizontal builder of bridges and roads, as well as an industrial business. Then on top of that, I'm involved in a virtual reality business, an energy business, and a couple of others. So it is a juggling time with a lot of really exciting things going on.
Yeah.
You see the changes that are coming in the technology that's all around us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us about your journey, about how did you become a businessman that led to the White House, that led to the mayor of Dallas?
It really goes back to education. I was very fortunate coming out of a high school that wasn't very good to have an opportunity to attend a good school, and that was Claremont in California. And that led me to Harvard, where I received my MBA, and that set the stage. I had the opportunity to go to McKinsey & Company, a large international strategic consulting firm, and I was fortunate to be elected a partner there, took a year leave of absence, which was the White House Fellows. And that really set the stage for, I think, the ability to interpret a lot of different cultures within corporate communities, and to be able to transition and hopefully add value to businesses in a lot of different industries.
Right. So do you call yourself a businessman or a politician?
A businessman.
Gotcha.
The politician, I was actually talked into it.
Gotcha.
But I do believe businesses and individuals that lead businesses have an obligation to return to the community. And this was an opportunity to be able to do that. So while I don't look at it as the core of what I've done, that really is leading the companies. It was an important time, and I think we accomplished an awful lot.
Awesome. So from a political standpoint, how important is it for businesses to grow in our communities and everything?
I think it's critical. The reality of it is the cities are only as strong, and you can make that argument on states and the nation too, are only as strong as the economy. That's where we get the resources to be able to provide the necessary services and services to the people. If you don't have that strong economy with businesses that are growing, that are generating new opportunities, simply put, there's not the resources to meet the needs of the people on the public side.
So back to your businesses, you manage and run like three or four businesses, right?
I chair those businesses, so I'm okay. Non-executive chair of the businesses. Previously, I've been CEO. I was CEO of a very large education company that had over 20,000 employees. I had the opportunity to be the CEO of the Turner Corporation, which is the largest general builder, building a structure, so largest builder of hospitals, commercial buildings, stadiums, airports, things like that. I was also the CEO of Castle & Cook Properties, which was a large home builder, and was also involved in commercial development and resort development. So
right.
It's been kind of a combination of things, as well as having been CEO of some banks in the past and those sorts of things.
So how do you manage to be involved in all of these companies all at once?
Well, I think today it is bringing the experience, understanding of having led large companies, and then it is working with the individual management, especially the CEOs, on strategic questions, business policy questions, and those sorts of things. So hopefully my experience, having been involved in a lot of different businesses and as a result, a lot of different situations, circumstances, challenges, that combined with some experience on the public side, I think gives a good rounding to hopefully add value to a lot of different companies today.
Right. So how is it different running a public entity versus a private corporation?
Well, clearly when I was mayor, the decisions that we made were much more visible. As I say, all of those decisions were thoroughly critiqued on four different networks every single evening on the news. But in reality, I think it was really the same. What a leader has to do, be it on the public or private side, is define reality, set a direction, a path, a goal, an endpoint, and lead the organization, motivate the people to follow them to achieve that endpoint or that direction. Be it on the public or the private side, you're still trying to accomplish the same thing.
That's awesome. Cool. So what are some basic tips you could give other people on how they could run a successful business?
Well, I think there's a lot of things in leadership that we kind of forget about today, or we push down. I think, again, a role of a leader is to define reality. I think so many times with everything's happening around us, and there are so many different kind of pieces of information, it is absolutely critical for the leader to define reality so the people that are working with that individual understand what reality is, what the circumstances are, what the challenges, what the problems are, those sorts of things. I think it is also imperative upon the leader to establish a culture, a set of values, integrity that allow the organization to succeed. Sometimes we delve too much right into the business decision. I found so much that the environment that you create, the tone that you put in place, does more than any individual decision to determine the success of the organization.
Awesome. Tom, in this part of the podcast, I'm just opening it up to you to say whatever is on your mind. So go ahead.
Well, I think today you are, and I see it in so many businesses I'm working with, you're seeing change take place so rapidly. I think it is absolutely critical for leaders today in business and on the public side to not just think about where they are today, but to think where the business is and where a city or a state is going to be 5 years from now. One of the great questions to ask of anyone is, how are you going to be making money in 5 years from now? Because there's not a lot of businesses that are going to be making it 5 years from now the same way they are today. To answer that question takes an ability to define reality of where we are today and then think about all the changes. And in the end, that's what real leadership is about. It's not where we are today, but it's where we need to go. And then building the systems, the processes, the staff to ensure that the organization gets to that point successfully.
Awesome. Tom, thank you so much for your time, man.
It's good to have been with you. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.